This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What was the Teen Spirit? Smells Like Teen Spirit? Teen Spirit is the album, Nirvana. Okay.
Indeed.
Hour three. You don't know who it is, but it doesn't matter. Of Way Back Wednesday. I like the way everybody's kind of mixed it up a little bit this week.
I never learned the words to this song, but it never stopped me from singing it.
Kind of like
Loser from
like
Beck. I heard that earlier. I never learned the words, but I would just, every once in a while, I'd be like, you know, just like,
but you just
hello,
know.
Just out of nowhere.
And you just know I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Yeah, that's it. I would just sing the ones I knew. Kind of like Seal's Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
You just sing what you know, and you just mumble the rest.
But you yell, baby.
That's what I do. Huh?
You yell, baby.
Okay.
Baby!
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, were you mad that they used your picture for the cover of that album? That's a really long pause.
I know. I was just going to let you marinate on that.
Remember it?
I was going to let you think about that.
Do you remember it?
Nope.
You don't remember
that. Think about that.
Go look at the album cover for Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Somebody texted in, Barry, there was this country club in Conroe. Joel, Waldo Lake Conroe, definitely not from around here.
Well, that's a country club. I didn't know you meant like there. I didn't know that a country bar
never
could
mind
be considered
is the album
a club.
Name, by the way, everyone keeps saying Nevermind is the album name. And you're talking? Are you talking about Seal or the
Nirvana album?
The Naked Baby,
the little baby.
You know
swinging.
They caught up with that guy.
That no way.
Yeah, somebody caught up with him later and was like, "Have you ever thought about recreating?" He was like, "Nah, bro."
You ever seen
not
it? Nick?
Now.
The
it's
album
just a naked
cover?
Baby.
Yeah, it's literally a naked baby underwater with his little ding-a-ling floating around.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a weird cover at the time, but I guess it got everybody's attention.
All right, you want to get back to your slump busters?
Yeah, let's do it because somebody else asked a sports question that we can throw out there as well. Okay,
so and Mark Gray, here's the thing. I was thinking about that during the break. You said slump buster, but what's your definition of a slump buster? Just because it gets you off the schneid, or because if you go with the Mark Grace philosophy when he was with, I believe, the Cubs, that the whole adage goes that if they were in a slump and they were not performing well on the field, that the only way that the team believed that they could get out of that slump was to bed a large woman.
Yeah, a slump buster is if you are, let's just say, I'm trying to think of a...
Well, normally
the
you just let
way
it
to say
rip.
It is
whether we're on the stream or not, normally Barry just goes, you mean a fat chick?
Well, no, I mean, I would have said that. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't have a problem saying fat chick. I'm trying to think of a classy way to describe what a slump buster is. If you're going through a dry spell and you haven't had sex with a chick in a while, then a lot of times, and maybe you have high standards, a lot of times... A slump buster is someone that you'll lower your standards for. Maybe she's fat. Maybe she's just ugly. Maybe she's both. Because there are hot fat chicks. It's dipping down in the twos and threes because maybe you haven't had
standards. What if your standards are already low?
Well, I've always felt like ugly people should stick to what they know. Like, you can't be out there trying to bed nines and dimes if you're a four. Like, you gotta stay with
it. Don't even try, at least?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
You're discouraging them from attempting?
No, yes, absolutely.
Why?
Actually, that's not true, because somehow, when I was single one time, I met this, she was a 10. She was a 10 out of 10, and I met her at a club, and I just thought, there's no way. I mean, like, I'm a 6 at best. I was like, there's just no way. And is that too high?
Yeah.
Four?
I was going to say, instead of
five?
Don't sell yourself short. Whoa.
Am I a five?
I'm not saying.
What am I? Well, hell no. You disagreed. Now you got to tell me what I am, Joel.
I did that for the sake of the show.
No, you got to tell me. What am I? Am I a four? Five? What am I?
Nick, what do you think?
I'll give you a 6 on a scale of...
That's what I said. I was a 6.
On
he
a
said,
scale
no,
of 30.
I'm too high.
I didn't say no. 30, I just said, whoa.
6 out of 100.
Okay. That's 6%. There you go.
Yeah, so you're telling me there's a chance. But no, I was out there on the dance floor dancing because I'm a good dancer, Joel.
False.
And
I
tell
to
you
me,
what.
He's the one that argues with you about dancing.
Here's the thing. If you're an ugly dude but you can dance, you have a much better shot
that is valid.
Of landing a hot chick because, like, this, I'm telling you, 10 out of 10, and I was out on the dance floor dancing, and she came up and started dancing with me. And so if you can dance, and I'm not saying like just you think you can dance, like you have to actually be able to dance. And you'll know because chicks will want to dance with you. If you're out on the dance floor doing your thing like Nick and no chick comes up to you, it means you can't dance. That's exactly what happened at the
Big Texas party too.
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what happened.
But I'm just saying,
Nick, think about this though. He's basically implying that he can dance.
I can't.
What he's not saying is that he was wearing those parachute pants after they ripped and he had the banana hammock.
No, I didn't wear it. That was elementary or junior high or whatever. No, we're talking grown man dancing here.
Yeah, I mean, I think girls fled when I was dancing at the Big Texas party.
They did.
Like, they ran.
They didn't. They did not. Don't be like that. It wasn't that bad. It was fun. Oh, no. But
I don't
like,
even remember it, honestly.
I'm telling you, you don't remember it. He was hammered, too.
That's how I listen to Friends in Low Places.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, dude, if you're an ugly dude, learn how to dance, even if it's...
That's a good tip.
It is. Like, if you can learn how to... country dance, that's one thing. If you can learn how to slow dance, if you know how to salsa, bro, if you know how to salsa, go to a salsa
that's
club.
That's very, very...
Son, dude. You will have more ass than a donkey convention. You will be beating the ass off with a stick. It is...
More ass than a toilet seat?
Yeah. It's learn how to dance, ugly guys. I'm just telling you, learn how to dance. That's my pro tip for the day.
So, slump busting.
I don't know how... Yeah.
So, would you, Nick?
Did you ever go through a slump and have to resort to a slump buster?
So I'll be honest. All
yeah,
right?
Please be honest.
All right. I mean, when I've been, there's been a dead period. Okay.
All right.
For some reason, like bigger Hispanic chicks, I've always had my way with them for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I used to tell this to my ex all the time just to mess with her. Like, man, your competition is bigger Hispanic. I'm pretty good. With bigger Hispanic chicks.
Is it because you wear salsa as a cologne?
No.
but what's that smell? It's Old El Paso.
Pass the chips.
Yeah.
It's Pass Old El Nick Paso. And the chips.
It's
Yeah, so I'm pretty good when it comes down to...
So
to
you're,
no offense
so
to
you're
all the bigger
saying
Hispanic
yes without saying yes?
No
of-
offense. Are you kidding me? They're looking you up right now so they can hook up.
Yeah.
What do you mean no offense?
Yeah, I'm just charming when it comes down to fat Hispanic women.
Good for you.
Well, you guys are just quick with that F word.
That's good.
Not that I did that very often.
No? No? How many times?
When you had to?
No, I don't think. I can't even recall. Maybe
you
twice.
You can't count that high?
Yeah, I can't count that high. Maybe twice.
Twice? Okay. So
I haven't really had that
twice?
Many like dead periods, honestly.
Now, was she a hot?
Yeah, she
or
was.
A mild,
she was a very
like I said,
pretty, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
Okay.
That's I would acceptable. Show you a picture.
That's good.
But, you know, I won't tweet it out or anything, but
no,
I would show you
me.
A picture.
Yeah. That's good. And did she make you breakfast afterwards?
No.
Bro, you,
she did
what
not.
Are you doing?
No, I tried
you didn't
to
stick around for some migas?
Pretty quickly in those situations.
You didn't stick around for like some migas or something like that? What are
I
you
run.
Doing? You don't even know what migas are because you don't stick around for the slump buster after party.
Come on, man. It's
Bro,
breakfast.
If you're going to do a slump buster with a fat Mexican chick, you stick around for breakfast or you just wasted
breakfast.
That slump buster.
So yeah. We're not moving on until
around.
We get slump busters from both of you.
Joel?
I'm going to say no.
You never slump busted?
First of all, I was an outstanding pitcher in college. I had a winning record, so I didn't get into those kind
no,
of
we're not
slumps.
Talking about that.
I'm kidding.
We're talking about...
No, I mean, it depends. Like I said, that's why I wanted the definition.
Yeah, it's you're going through you've been masturbating more than having sex. That's a slump.
That's a show.
Well,
on
actually,
that's
not
a show
just,
on.
That's
another,
just called being a guy.
That's a show on another station.
That's just called being a guy. But yeah, you haven't had sex in let's say, I don't know what's a slump. 6 months?
Well, that never happened.
Never?
I don't think I can't remember.
Six months?
God.
Really?
Yeah,
that's happened to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say I had those dry spells like that. I absolutely slump busted.
But
they weren't as fat as they were ugly, though. Like, they were more ugly than fat.
So, yeah, and I was going to say the other thing is the beer goggles. Because mm-hmm. The more you drink, the better you think they look.
Oh, no. I don't know. I didn't really drink. I never drank to that point. If I was drinking, then my buddies were like, bro, you make such bad decisions. They wouldn't let me. Like, if I was going to pick up a chick, I was making sure I was sober. I never took a chick home where I was just bleep faced the whole, no. But that's because I had good friends. Because, yeah, I would be walking out with a sloth for sure, for sure.
And by the way, Zach,
so
on
you
Twitter,
never slump busted?
I don't. Not that I can.
I
recall.
Think you're just letting
no. I'm
pride
being totally honest.
Away.
What time is it? Oh, somebody's driving home.
It's 3:10.
Oh, easy.
Oh.
By the way, Zach Pounds sent in the definition of a slump buster. Okay. When someone is having trouble getting laid, they're in a slump. When you're in a slump, you need an easy score to get your confidence back up and break the slump. A slump buster. Often this means lowering your standards and sleeping with someone you would not otherwise associate with. The term is obviously negative, can be damaging to the reputation of someone who uses it. It implies slump buster only purpose, screw someone who's desperate for sex. Also implies that person invoking the term uses women for sex. Used with caution, it tends to make things worse for everyone involved.
Somebody texted in, we called a slump buster no morals night.
See?
That is great.
But that's the thing. I mean, I think.
That is great. Somebody rated me a 0.0.
You?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Look at that. Look at that. Barry's at least a 9 if you factor in comedy and rap skills. Yeah. See?
Well, the slump busters are still in town.
You know, I know how ugly I am. I can see. Dude, I know what NC
Search
looks
like. So did you answer the question?
Like. What?
Did you?
Yeah, but I said not, mine were more ugly than fat. Like, I've never been a big girl chaser. Like, I.
Right. I'm saying I'm with you there.
I have slept with some ugly chicks, but they weren't fat, but they were still slump buster ugly. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I can relate
true.
To that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
But you just said you couldn't.
Well, because I'm just trying to break down the slump buster. I'm trying to give the listeners the truth. I'm not trying to.
Okay. Well, you said no, but then you said you can relate to it.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Which
do the
one, Nick? Who you got? Is that Leaf?
Let's do Leaf. Yeah. L-I-F.
Yeah.
Leaf, you want to talk about slump busters? What's up?
Yo, it's Liff.
Liff.
What's all up, right. man?
Okay. So, couple things. If you've never slump busted, you are the slump buster. Let's keep it all the way 100. So I don't want to hear that. Everybody done lowered their standards to hit some chick.
Joel, I said,
but I mean, so Barry's definition
Joel's
makes more sense.
Busting fat
I just
girl
don't
slumps.
Do the fat girl thing. I just never have been the fat girl thing. I just can't do that.
Joel's out there. He's a slut buster for fat
But
chicks.
If beer goggles make them look better and they're not, then yeah. Okay.
Okay. What else, Liff?
You went through that whole, and on that note, you went through the whole story about if you can dance, you can get the chicks. You was a 10.
Yeah.
You, my friend, that night were the slump buster.
They're probably right, bro. But you know what? If I wouldn't been able to dance, I wouldn't have been
off the schneid.
Exactly. Guess who? What? I would have been playing
what?
The sideline. So I have no problem with
what?
That.
Even though you were the slump buster, you still win, my friend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I have no problem with you telling me I was a slump buster. That, bro, I know I'm a 6 at best. I get it, man.
Skinny Barry's getting up to a 7.5. Come on. We know because he's gaining an inch.
No. Yeah. It's true.
That means something.
I am excited about getting this inch back. Let me tell you. When you can double it? Are you kidding me?
So you can take the ad off of Craigslist. You're getting that inch back.
Yeah.
All right. We got plenty more show to get to. John, we see you. You want to get back on some PB. We'll get back to that and a whole lot more. If you want to join us, as always, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, tell the truth. When this song comes on, your favorite part is, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. That's the best part of the whole song.
I do
song.
Like that part
that
of the song.
That is the best part.
No.
Yeah.
I just do the bum, 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 because I can't, like you, I'm not rattling off all the lyrics. So.
Yeah, dude, I just like, I miss, everyone misses their Uncle Charles. Okay.
By the way, the station just posted a picture on their Twitter account.
Who?
Of Jong with his meat in his hands.
What?
And it says,
oh, I can't wait.
Thank you, Pinkerton's Barbecue, for the barbecue today. Come hang out with us at Pinkerton's on Friday, all day with all of us, 9 to 6 p.m.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking forward to Friday. That should be.
Were you looking forward to getting Jong's meat in your hands?
No, Jong's got his own meat in his hands, and he's got a fork in the hand, so that could tell all you right. It could be a hard evening for
fork
him.
Fork in the meat. I get it.
Puts his fork in the meat. It could be uncomfortable in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That's something penicillin or an extra inch ain't going to cure. Might need it because he might have some of it being removed. All right, before we go any further, John, you've been waiting a long time. I know we're slump busting, but you want to get back to the PB&J or PB comments. What's up?
Well, I can't remember which one of you has got the fetish with peanut butter. I think it might have been Barry.
Yeah, to me it's Barry, yeah. I love it.
Have you ever tried peanut butter with honey?
I have not.
I'm telling dude, it's a religious experience. But you got to be careful.
So do you just like just a spoon of each? What am I supposed to do? Like, well, put the peanut butter in a bowl? Like, what am I doing?
No, you're putting peanut butter on toast and then drizzling a little bit of honey on it and mixing it all up. I'm
okay.
telling you, you got to be careful though, because it's like crack that'll make you fat. Because
really?
It's
that good.
It's that good.
Now, because like I said, I eat a lot of bananas and grapes because they're both healthy.
Oh my God, save that for me, please.
What? Joel, you're such a child.
Come on, man. That's hilarious.
I eat a lot of bananas. That's hilarious.
I eat a lot of bananas and grapes. Come on.
Look at his face. He loves it. I know. He's
It's good on bananas, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I like to put peanut butter on bananas. It's good.
I do.
So, can I add honey?
I'll actually peel the entire banana, lay it on a plate.
Yep.
Smear peanut butter on it, drizzle a line of honey on it.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I'm doing that.
Because I'm like Mike Green.
He's talking dirty to you right now.
I'm doing that. I'm going to do that. In fact, I've got two bananas left before it's time to go back to the store. I'm doing that.
All right.
That's good stuff, John. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Joel, you are a kid in a candy store with that euphemism.
That was funny. I'm sorry.
He's like,
dude, you kill me
that.
Like 24/7 and laugh at me, and at that. And
not,
you got all.
I'm not mad. I didn't think that me talking about bananas would get you that excited.
It didn't get me excited. I laughed at the fact that you were focused on the bananas and the grapes.
I was. I didn't realize it until you said it out loud, though. Since I said bananas and grapes, because what do you usually say? You say something else in grapes.
Yeah, you do use grapes a lot.
You use grapes a lot.
Yeah.
But that's actually the fruit I eat. It's not my fault that you equate fruit with male genitals.
Most people would equate a banana and some grapes to be just about the easiest thing in the world to equate.
I actually enjoy it because you are literally giddy about that. I like it.
Rex, you want to get in here on slump busting? What's up?
Now I feel like I can't eat, but I'll never eat a banana in public, though. I'll tell you that. That's just
probably
a good thing. That's a line I won't cross.
What up, Rex?
Go ahead, Rex.
Rex, yeah, bro, your phone's cutting out, man. You may have to get another connection.
Yeah, it's a bad signal. We'll
call
back, Rex.
Yeah, Rex.
We'll take your call.
Call back again, man. We want to hear the story, but your phone sucks.
All right, Bobby, you're up in the meantime. What's up?
I used to coach in San Antonio, and I used to see Larry Brown all the time on. He used to coach with the Spurs, you know, back in the 90s. And at Midnight Rodeo, we would talk, and Larry always had beautiful women with him all the time. But he made me believe that on a Friday night was always much better to pick up a woman, let's say at a Midnight Rodeo or one of these nice country western clubs versus a Saturday night, because he thought that there was so many people there, it was very confusing. Everybody was trying to get, you know, an 8 or a 9. He said, but if you really wanted a score, he said the best time to go was on a Friday because the numbers were much less. And so we would go out there and we'd talk, and he would point out examples, you know. And I just really got a big kick out of him when he was explaining his theory to me.
I mean, look, if there's a philosophy, I mean, coaches have a philosophy on everything.
Yeah, right.
If they can break it down and it works for them. If you said Larry Brown, who's not exactly Barry Laminack 6.5-7 material, is pulling beautiful nope. women, I mean.
Yeah, well, Larry Brown's got NBA money, though.
Yeah, and notoriety and fame in a team with only one, a town with only one team.
Yeah.
So he's rolling.
So Friday night's a slump buster night? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's.
I always thought it was Wednesdays.
Now, you know, I agree with everything you said about the dancing, everything. You know, I can poke a jitterbug. I never had a problem, you know, dancing with a beautiful woman. It was trying to get them to go home with you. You know, that was obviously the hard part, but the dancing part was always easy. But with Larry would say, you know, we would laugh and he'd say, okay, so she goes, look at these girls over here. He says, now there's only so many girls and so many guys. He goes, this is a perfect time. And he just really thought that when it got really crowded, people would just get confused. And they couldn't, let's say, settle on somebody.
Nice. Yeah, that's good stuff, Bobby. Thanks, man.
Are you guys
Brown, San Antonio Spurs.
Nice.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call, man. Don't be a stranger. You and El Jefe can get together someday and talk about the Spurs. You guys are kind of stereotyping country bars as the place to get the slump buster.
No.
Bobby just did.
I mean, I worked at a country and western bar or, you know, something like that, but yeah. I would never go. I think I maybe went one time to like a midnight rodeo or something.
You ever rolled into a country western bar, Nick?
I have. There was one in, I think, Katy that I used to go to, close to the Katy Mills Mall. I can't remember the name of it, but it was fun.
What's the one on Richmond that's been there forever? The Wild West. Wednesday nights at the Wild West was always a very, very easy on the eyes experience.
By the way, whoever's list this is disqualified because this is not prior to 2000.
It's not?
Uh-oh.
It's not?
Nope.
And now we can tell whose list that is, too. All right. So Clarence wants to talk slump busting.
Hell yeah.
I can't
wait
for that.
Definitely taking that call.
Yeah, Clarence, hang on now. Drive carefully. We're going to get to you in just a minute. We got much more on slump busting, peanut butter and jelly, sports, if you want. But we're here till 4 till we turn it over to Fred and AJ in the Blitz. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. As always, having some fun trying to entertain you across your work day as we go from 1 to 4. Lots of good things going on. Richard, of course, says, hour 3 wins. That's my final answer.
Well, hour three
unfortunately,
is...
hour 3 has been DQ'd.
It is. I did put Big Timers came out in 2002. So
sorry, we'll let it slide. You can
I'll
be in the running.
No, I'll take the L.
No. You're still in the running. You're still in the running.
I'll take the L.
Barry, you're...
But I really like that song.
Could have gone to 50-50 there.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
If I lose again, I lose again. I'm winning in my heart. That's all that matters.
See, that's why I made the announcement today.
What?
I don't care if I win or lose.
Jason Holcomb said, when eating a banana, you always bring the banana to your mouth, never your mouth to the banana. And those are words to live by.
Without question. That should be a bumper sticker.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Or your grapes.
My grapes are just fine.
Excellent. I'm glad. At least you haven't lost anything there in all this quick weight loss. All right. We said we previewed it. Friend of the show. Probably driving home. But, hey, guys. How y'all doing? Clarence is up next.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Clarence? How's it going, man?
Nothing much. Just driving home. All right. The busting.
Okay.
There's an art to it. Now, before all my married days, you know, I'm not exactly a 10 myself, but
what are you, Clarence? Like what said, are you? If you're going to grade yourself, what are you? Because I gave myself a 6. What are you?
I say I'm a 6 at best.
Okay,
but
you forget I've seen you,
the
Clarence.
Smooth talking could get me to an 8.
Oh, okay. Smooth talking, you're an 8.
Once you start talking, there's an 8.
Okay. All right. Now, I know you hit him with that deep voice.
How y'all doing?
You got to start it off. You gotta say, how you doing, and get them talking.
Yeah.
Now, you know, back in the days, in order for you to do all the busting, you get these group of friends, right? And all these ladies always have that one friend. They call them that ugly friend.
Okay.
Not every good guy knows, in order for you to get laid, you don't go after the 10.
Yeah.
You go after the ugly friend. You go directly for the ugly friend and make her feel like $1 million that night. Then all other friends are going to start coming around and wondering what she got that the other ones don't got. I guarantee you. All other friends going to want a piece of you.
I've heard that advice before, and I've never taken it, to be honest with you. It's
Clarence.
Really smart.
I'm telling you, you probably haven't knowingly taken it. But you've busted before. Look, if you slut busted before, you've taken it. If you've been desperate and you went after that one girl and she's with her other friend, guess what? You've taken that advice.
Well, I mean,
the other ones are looking.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. Clarence.
Well, thanks. They're all careful slump out busters. It was a group of slump busters.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't just one girl. You know what I mean?
God, like, that's called a pack of wolves,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Group of slump busters?
Yeah.
Good Lord, you threw yourself into a group of slump busters?
Well, I needed something guaranteed.
Was it just
man.
Like Jacks? You were just seeing how many you could pick up at one time?
Or the U of H club, like, Cougars.
What's wrong with the Cougars?
I'm just saying, it could have been a pack of Cougars.
You never slump busted with a Cougar?
That's a tough question.
No, it's really
simple. Yes, it is, because it's two different things. Because there are plenty of hot Cougars
out
there.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying, have you ever slump busted with a Cougar that's a slump buster?
No.
That's the question.
No.
Okay. All right. I have not either. But I was never a Cougar guy.
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
You chasing the old ladies?
I had no problem.
They always say they're the best in
bed. I mean, they weren't incredibly, like, I was 25. She might have been like 33, 34. And I did that two or three times, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, she's like,
I think there's
50 or 45.
Did you say I did that tour three or four times? Or
I've done
did that.
That. Like, oh, I've done that two or three
okay.
times.
Okay. And I think there is a lot of merit to what Clarence is saying. He is right that, if you go after the dime right off the bat, it's probably going to be an early night. Like, you're going to be hitting the showers pretty quick. But, yeah, you could probably, you know.
But if you play your cards right early on, you're just trying to work the crowd. You're just trying to be.
No, because they see that. Like, you got to focus in, like he's saying, you got to focus in on the one.
See, I disagree. I think you got to be accepted by the whole group as.
Oh, no.
I think so.
Then now you're just friend zoned. You go after the group,
no.
You're getting friend zoned.
Because if you're guy with the lines and the chains and the pointing, the clicking and all that stuff, they could. If one doesn't like you, it's real easy for her to be the under the radar, killing you to go and stay. That dude is, and you're gone.
But he's right, though. You know how easy it is, especially like on the dance floor. All right, I'll give you an example. And this actually happened.
Don't point at me like it happened to me.
It happened to me at the Big Texas party. It happened to me.
No, it happened to all of us, honestly.
But like, there'll be a crowd or a group of chicks, and if you just try and go up and dance with the hot one, they're probably going to just start inching away from you slowly.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But the big gal, the fat gal, you go up and start dancing with her, she's dancing back. And now her friends want to dance with you. And so Clarence is right. Like, that's. But if you try to get in the middle of the girls or try to, you know, hey, ladies, what's up? They're going to be like, oh, nothing. We're thirsty. And then leave. Like, that's going to happen. Like, you got to see. It's like, you ever seen lions hunt? When lions hunt, they don't go after the pack. They isolate the weak. They isolate that one gazelle from the rest of them. They isolate that one, and then he pounces. And that's what you got to do. You got to get that fat one away from the rest of the herd and pounce. You can't be going up in there in the mix. They scatter everywhere. It's like a hunt, dude. You got to be that lion. Don't be a dumb lion. Oh, God.
All right, Jose. Don't be lying on your, slump busting. What's up?
All right, I literally, when I started listening to you guys at about 3 o'clock, I literally just got done busting.
Oh, no!
So, yeah.
Send me a picture.
And it was actually better than I thought it was going to be, but yeah.
Okay,
she's
now,
not the normal girl that I would go for, but
now,
yeah,
okay. Now, Jose, okay, now, rate yourself 1 to 10. What are you? What are you, probably?
I'd say, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not a bad-looking guy, but I'm not great, and I'm not very tall, which
okay.
works against me often, you know?
Sure.
So I'd say that I'm a 6, but inside of Walmart, I'm a 10.
Well, everyone's a 10 in Walmart,
fantastic.
Dude. Everyone's a 10 in Walmart, except the slumps.
Not true.
The slump busters. Okay, so you're a 6. Now, what is this? What would you say this slump buster was? Was she below a 5?
Yeah.
Was she fat?
Now, remember, Jose, we can't see you, so you can be honest.
Yeah. Was she fat?
No, yeah. I mean, she needs to lose some weight. Yeah.
How much do you think she weighed?
Maybe about like.
Like a buck 90? Like
probably,
how big?
Yeah, probably about a buck 80.
Oh, Lord.
She's shorter than me, so.
She's shorter than you, and she weighed 180? How tall are you?
She's 5'7".
Oh, my God. So she's at least 5'6 and 180?
That's bro, not proportionate.
Yeah. Bro, you just did it with a fullback.
Okay, Jose. Jose.
Yes.
Did you ride the bull or did the bull ride you?
No.
Both.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
All right.
You're a trooper.
Now let me ask you this. Now, are you leaving in the morning? Like, did you just spend the night? I know, but I'm just saying, did you spend the night and spend all morning with her?
Oh, no.
This was a nooner.
Yeah, this was a nooner.
Oh, okay. All right. So you heading back to work?
No, I'm heading home. She was like, hey, do you want to keep hanging out? And I was like, no, I got stuff to do.
Did she cook for you?
All right.
Did she make you any food? Sorry?
She offered to, but I said, no, I got to go.
What? You messed up, bro. You should have stuck around for the food. If she's 5'6", 180, you should have stuck around.
I probably should have.
I bet she makes the best homemade tortillas, dude. Like, you screwed up.
See, now you're assuming her nationality. Cuban, they don't,
do what?
They don't really. She's Cuban, so they eat a little different.
Oh, then you could have had some plantains, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Could have called Nick. They could have slid over. Show's almost over.
All right, Jose, I'm going to count on you to tweet me a picture of her. I need a picture. I need to see this.
Dude, you can't call her out on Twitter.
Yeah, just DM me a picture. I want to see her.
DM is different.
I'm not going to tweet it out. Just, yeah, DM me a picture on Twitter, Jose. @BarryIsFunny. Thanks for the call, brother. Congratulations. You think Jose found her
in the chip aisle or the
aisle? Let me tell you what. That's the secret to grocery shopping. Go to the store if you don't really have a list. I usually just find like a overweight person. They know where all the good snacks are. That is a fact. That's how I gained all my weight back. You go where the good snacks are. They know. That's true. That's a true story.
Snack busters.
Yeah.
Right now, I'll tell you about Gallery Furniture. They are my friends here in town. When I look for furniture and when I need furniture for my house, I go to Gallery Furniture. I have ever since I moved to Houston, Texas. It's quite simply the easiest decision I make because it's quality furniture that lasts at great prices with fantastic customer service. Mac and his crew do a fantastic job of taking care of you from the time you walk in until the time you walk out and make sure that furniture is delivered on time. You can get a Macapedic mattress set right now starting at $19.99. Right off the top, Mac will give you an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card, so you're already saving a ton of money. American-made solid wood furniture, it's no problem. It's what they specialize in. Whether it's two-for-one recliners or American-made solid wood dining room and living room sets, they're all on the showroom in one of the three locations at Gallery Furniture. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's Westheimer at Post Oak in the Galleria, and it's the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Max sits at the front door. He greets you. He puts you in the hands of quality salespeople that will pay attention to your needs and making sure you get what you want, what you need, and when you need it in anything furniture-based. They also have leather seating and special order upholstered furniture for your movie rooms and your man caves. And as Mac always says, you buy today, you get it tonight, no back order slips. That's another reason why you shop at Gallery Furniture. He wants you to be a Gallery Furniture return customer. The only way you can do that is if they take care of you beginning, middle, and end. So please go see Gallery Furniture because Mac doesn't lie. And when he says they really will save you money, Gallery really will save you money. I hope you're
responsible. Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Before we get any further, I just want to get this for you guys because I forgot to tell you earlier about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Please check out Houston Cans Cars for Kids. It's a great program because it gives to the kids of Houston, Texas trying to get an education. If you got a boat, an RV, a motorcycle, a truck, or a car, running or not, sitting around collecting dust and rust and you want to get rid of it, it's real simple. Call 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. They do the rest. They come out with a tow truck. They take away what you got. They do all the paperwork and they give you a tax deduction. And you feel good about the fact that you got rid of something you weren't going to use anymore anyway, and it's going to work for the kids of Houston. Because from there, Cars for Kids turns that junker into resources for kids trying to get an education. Whether that's book money, eyeglasses, warm meals, bus fare, they take care of everything. And they do it in a very, very classy way. And the kids appreciate it. So As always, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Call them up, mention you heard it on ESPN 97.5, right off the top, $50 gift card. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
Shout out to my man out there. Texted us, said, always a good day driving around, selling beer, listening to The Usual Suspects.
God love you.
Yeah, man, appreciate that. This is text of the day. This is no doubt. And first of all, I was laughing at it, and Joel was like, oh, damn it. I was like, no, it's not about you.
Normally when he laughs like that, it's definitely about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's true. But somebody texted in and was like, damn, Jose sounds like he slept with Maurice Jones-Drew.
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious.
That is really good.
And then a couple of folks were like, man, 5'6", 180, and y'all are tripping on that. You know you would do that. Yeah, that's the point of the Slump Buster. Somebody said, y'all act like that's untouchable. No!
Especially when everybody's assuming that most of that 180 is junk in the trunk.
Like I said, I'm not a 5'6", 180 guy. I wouldn't. That's not how I would bust my slump. But like ugly? Like throw mama from the train ugly? That's more of my kind of slump buster. Not big, but just like ugly. Like that's, you know, to each their own. It's whatever.
Oh, when you clumsy poop, come back to bed.
Stop, you're going to make me
make you breakfast.
Oh, now I'm getting a chub. Great.
Oh, here we go. All right, Q, you want to get in here on slump busting. What's up?
Hey, I kind of agree with Barry right there about, the big ends. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with them, but, yeah, that's a little more not my style. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and he was with his girl, and he had a couple of friends with him, and he needed a wingman.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I was like, they had a friend. She was a little petite, and she was a dark complexion. But, I mean, she wasn't by any means, like somebody said, untouchable.
Yeah.
And so the more we hung out, she was a real nice young lady. And, she really appreciated the attention.
Nice. So what was she? So in the face, what was she? A four? A five? What was she? A three?
In the face? No. She was actually probably a seven.
What?
Yeah, she was a seven. But the thing about this is, I don't know. I'm not attracted to darker complexed ladies.
Okay.
And so... And he knew that, so he knew I wouldn't be interested.
Okay.
And so he said, man, I need some help. And I said, well, I ain't been out in a while, so let's go ahead and...
Bro, if you're slump busting with sevens, that's not a slump buster. I hate to tell you this.
It's a dessert bar.
Yeah, Q, you're living the good life, man. Thanks for the call, but that's not a damn slump, bro. Like, you can't... A slump buster's either... big or ugly or
both. Has to be some negativity.
Yeah, like you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway.
Right, you wouldn't normally.
And by the way, I just want for you younger cats out there, if you are the wingman, I want to give you one tip on being a good wingman. The best tip on being a good wingman is always say yes. Like you should just be like, yeah, I'm down for that. Whatever you guys want to do. Yeah, I want to do that. Let's do that. You don't want a wingman that says no. You know what I mean? Because your boy is probably over there and they got some things working. Always be up and ready to do anything. Always say yes as the wingman, including when it comes to the ugly, ugly friend.
But do you have to say yes to fruition?
What? I don't know what the hell that means. I know what fruition means, but I don't know how you're implying
that.
Like, you say
yes to be the wingman.
I'm saying if you're the wingman, if you know, like, your boy's like, all right, yo, I got a date with this hot chick.
Right.
But she's bringing a friend. And I don't know what she looks like, but you're the wingman tonight. You're like, okay, ugly or not, a good wingman is like, yes. Hey, you guys want to go?
But you're hanging, not banging. You don't have to take it to fruition to the end. You just hang with her all night.
Well, it depends. Is it going to mess up your boy?
Wow.
Because sometimes
that's
the girl
taking
might
one
be like,
for the team.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the girl might be like, yeah, I'll stay the night, but my friend, she's going to stay the night too. And you know where that goes. So you got to be like, yeah, all right. Like, that's a good wingman. You got to say yes no matter what.
I think that's a good one.
Unless it's like bodily harm or, you know what I mean? But yeah, you gotta be willing to say yes to anything. That's what makes a good wingman, Joel.
Okay.
All right. You've obviously never been a good wingman.
Dang it, Jose. You weren't supposed to do that, by the way.
What happened? Did he tweet it?
I'm not going to say it.
What?
What did he tweet?
I'm not going to say it.
Hey, real quick, after the show, I'm going to tweet out a poll. Who do you think won, hour one, hour two, or hour three? But about 30 seconds after the show, I'm going to tweet it out from the ESPN account.
Yeah.
And you guys can give your vote.
Nice. You're not DQ'd.
So what's the Twitter they should be following?
Well, I don't know if you can do a poll and add images at the same time.
I think you can. Well, I'll help. I think you can.
But I will. If not, you'll see the list. They'll say hour one, hour two, okay. Hour three. If we can't do the poll, then you can tweet at us. But if you can, like Barry says, we'll put up the poll.
Yep. Cool. All right. Very good. And that's just at ESPN 97.5?
At ESPN 97.5.
And of course, we'll all retweet it too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah. And I know who I'm voting for.
Jeez. And then tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Beaumont.
Come
so if you're
us.
Down in that area, come on down and see us. Hang out with us for a while. I'm not sure what time the first games are on, but I'm sure we'll have some games to talk about as well as everything else. Doc's given us some good ideas for show content that we can get into as
pickup
well.
Pickup lines, huh?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Best pickup lines, best and worst pickup lines to kind of continue with this theme. And then Friday we're at Pinkerton's Barbecue, so we know the eating will be good. And again, if you'd like to see us and join us, stop over to Pinkerton's for some barbecue for lunch. And we'll be there as well as I think it's pretty much the full lineup the next 2 days that are out and about at those two stops. So that should be a lot of fun. So feel free to join us again for a Way Back Wednesday. We appreciate your time, effort. And, of course, if you participated, we appreciate you that much more. Please don't be a stranger and do it again tomorrow, Friday, and every weekday right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.